This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Pat Mack. Today's shooting at an elementary school in Connecticut could be especially traumatic for Coloradans after this summer's theater shooting in Aurora and the Columbine school shooting 13 years ago. Mara Kalin is a psychologist at Aurora Mental Health Center. I asked her whether victims and others affected by the Aurora shooting should expect to have a strong reaction to the tragedy in Connecticut.
Well, you know, I think that, Pat, it certainly is possible for those that were impacted by the Aurora shooting to be reminded of those events based on what happened in Connecticut. But, you know, trauma is a little bit idiosyncratic, and there are many different things that can serve as reminders for people that have been through a trauma. This is a pretty obvious one when you have another mass shooting and someone has been through what was also a mass shooting. But trauma reminders can be very strange. Things as simple as a smell or a place can remind people of a trauma just as much as an event might remind them.
Could this be a trigger even for people who were affected directly by the Columbine shooting back in 1999?
I think that's entirely possible. You know, school shootings are, we have to remember, they're extremely rare, thankfully. But they are particularly troubling in that schools are a place that we expect to be safe. They're places for our innocent children. And so when something happens in a school, I think it jars everybody. It certainly brings back memories of Columbine and other school shootings that we've had in the past.
What do you do if you're a parent and you have a child? Do you bring this up? I guess you almost have to, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it's important for parents to ask children what they know about what has happened, limit their exposure to the media, because that can really be traumatizing, just kind of hearing the details in the media of what has happened, and answering their questions about what they do know. You know, children can obviously identify with being in a school setting, and so it's really helpful for parents to help the children to reestablish both a sense of physical safety and a sense of psychological safety.
You also can have children who might not be talking about, let's say, this shooting in Connecticut, but have heard about it and are processing it in their mind, who really do need someone to talk to about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You know, children will a lot of times express their feelings in play or in different ways. They don't speak of things in the same way that adults do. And so we really need to be attuned to what our children are trying to tell us, and give them, you know, a venue to sort of express the things that they need to express.
Have reactions to these types of mass shootings changed just with sort of the saturation of media coverage?
You know, I think that it has, because we get so much coverage when these things happen, and we hear immediately and sort of in an ongoing basis as the news develops what's going on. And I think it makes it feel not only closer to home, even when it's not close to home, but also just more frequent. And it makes people feel like they're at risk when in fact, these are really rare events.
Mara Kalin is a psychologist at the Aurora Mental Health Center. Mara, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.